the end of the week. So it's really a quick turnaround. However, the actual deadline for us to get them into the customer safe office is the 2nd. So if people are worried that they've missed the deadline, they should still call us up and we'll try to make this work.
Great. So if you have the petition, try and get it into Common Cause by this week. Again, we're talking with Kate Titus of Common Cause, and the coalition is People Not Politicians that is introduced IP57, Initiative Petition 57, for the November 2020 election to call for an independent commission to be the ones to determine the redistricting of Oregon's state and, I guess, federal districts as well, the voting areas that are all across the state. Right, and thank you so much, Kate Titus with Common Cause Oregon, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Bye. This is Jenka Soderberg with KBOO News.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are listening to News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. My name is Jenna, and I am going to be your host for the next 15 minutes. I am also one of KBOO's interim station co-managers. Tonight, it's just me, and we're just going to do all the things that we do here on News from the Boo every week. We're going to talk about everything KBOO, everything inside, outside, about KBOO. This is a show for our listeners. It's a show for our volunteers. It's a show for our members. It's a show for the KBOO community, just to give you some of the updates about what's going on around your community radio station. So, big announcement. I know that we've kind of talked about it on the last few News from the Boo, but finally, we are announcing it that we are the on-air hosts. And, well, I guess we're the big hosts. We are one of the big hosts of this year's Waterfront Blues Festival. And as all you Waterfront Blues Fan Festival people know, Waterfront Blues Fest was canceled for this year. They're not having the actual Blues Fest that usually happens down here in Portland because, you know, COVID times. And so instead, we here at KBOO are proud to be part of Waterfront Blues Fest, and we are hosting next weekend, that's July 4th and 5th, on air here from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., only here on KBOO. We will be hosting what is being called Blues Fest on Air. And so for those 2 days, we're going to be bringing you programming that consists of some of our favorite sets from the Waterfront Blues Fest over the years. And if you are a longtime KBOO listener, then you know that we have been hosting the Waterfront Blues Fest on KBOO for, I don't even know, 27 years now? This is something I need to go back to our own archive and look up. So we have a lot of audio that we're choosing from. We're going to get that set list up on our website as soon as we have it all set in place. But that's, again, that's July 4th, that's Saturday, and July 5th, not this coming weekend, but the next one is going to be Waterfront Blues Fest on Air. That's right, here on your community radio station. And so we really hope you tune in. We have a whole bunch of people, a whole bunch of volunteers that are helping us put this all together. And so we really appreciate all their work because it is no small feat to actually host an on-air festival. So tune on in from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. And we're also going to be broadcasting this across the state. So if you're one of the listeners who maybe listen to our app or on your computer through our website, maybe it's going to be on your local radio station. So if you're part of the Oregon Community Media Network, check out your local station. If you're used to hearing Waterfront Blues Fest every year, it's going to be coming to you again this year. And an announcement from our programming department. We're looking for some new volunteers. I guess that's also our volunteer department. We are looking for programmers, and you know, if you've never done radio before, that does not exclude you from volunteering at KBOO. We are definitely in our, especially in our music department, we're looking for folks who know how to make awesome playlists. Have you ever thought about being a DJ? Well, maybe it's your turn right now. So if you are one of those people who get on the Spotify and the YouTubes and you love making playlists, then maybe, you know, volunteering and creating playlists that go on your radio and that becomes a music show, then you become officially a DJ here on KBOO. We are looking for someone like you. So if you are interested in learning how to become a KBOO DJ these days, give us a shout out by emailing our program director at program@kboo.org and let them know that you are interested in doing some music programming for KBOO. Again, our program director's email address is program@kboo.org. And if you are a public affairs person, you know, you're one of those people who is interested in doing interviews and talking to people from the community and amplifying voices from the community, then give our public affairs director an email. Tammy Habitaeus, her email address is publicaffairs@kboo.org. Again, that's publicaffairs, all one word, @kboo.org. You don't need experience having done radio before to become a program host at KBOO. That's what we do at KBOO. We teach the community how to radio. That's our joy. It's getting new voices on the air. So if you have a few opinions about what's happening in the world, and even more important, you're wanting to get the opinions of other people out into the world because you think, my gosh, I know so many people I would just love to interview. They have such interesting things to say. Well, then maybe you are right for our public affairs department. And then also, of course, our news department is always looking for voices from people who are out in the community, because that's the real news, right? I mean, corporate news, easy to access everywhere. But amplifying voices from the community, taking journalistic looks at what's happening around you, whether or not you have any experience doing that, maybe you have a degree in journalism and you've been doing this forever, and you're just wanting to volunteer some journalism time, or if you're just someone who's never done that but have always been interested in doing that, maybe it's time to volunteer for KBOO. If you'd like to volunteer for our news department, you can email our news director at newsdirector@kboo.org. And then just another reminder on how you get engaged with our station. If you're saying, hey, I don't have time to volunteer, but I like listening, but I also want to get a little bit more involved, there's always other ways you can get involved in KBOO. We're always looking for people to help with data entry. We're always looking for people who want to help out with our social media team. There's all sorts of ways to engage with KBOO. So if you are looking to get involved in community media today, you can also email our volunteer coordinator, which is volunteer@kboo.org, and let them know, hey, I have this skill, or maybe I want to learn a skill, or whatever, I want to get involved in KBOO. How do I get involved with KBOO today? That's volunteer@kboo.org. And another call out for volunteers. Did everybody get the theme for today's episode? It's about getting people engaged in KBOO as more than just our listeners. Well, our board these days is looking for people who are interested on being on the KBOO board. Our elections for the board don't actually come up until September, but right now we are looking for people who are interested in being nominated so they can get on the ballot for next year's open board seats. So if you're someone who has board skills, who has board experience, who has a good understanding of what governance is, then we're looking for someone like you. And it doesn't necessarily have to be you. It could be a friend. Maybe you know someone who is really into being on boards, or used to be on a board and hasn't been on a board in a while. Help us, you know, branch out those KBOO community fingers, because the board is a very, very important element to KBOO. They are the heart of how the KBOO Foundation runs. And so that's another way we are looking for people to get involved at KBOO. So many different ways. So if you are interested in looking into being on our board, or what that is to be nominated for our board, give us an email. You can give me an email. My email, Jenna, the stage manager, is manager@kboo.org. Again, that's just one word, manager@kboo.org. And I can pass your information on to the board and give you a little more information about how you get involved in KBOO governance. An announcement for our volunteers. Our POC caucus is looking to do a meeting this summer. So if you are a member of the POC caucus of KBOO or are interested in becoming a member of KBOO's POC caucus, feel free to email volunteer@kboo.org. Again, that's volunteer@kboo.org, and we'll get you more information about how you become a member and what our next meeting dates are going to be for KBOO's POC caucus. And just know that that group is available. Just know that that group is open to KBOO volunteers, staff, board members who identify as a Black, Indigenous, or POC. At the next meeting, the POC caucus will be taking a look at what is an equitable KBOO and what does a re-envisioned, more equitable KBOO look like. Also, for all you programmers, make sure that you have your most updated contact info with the public affairs director, news director, or program director, whoever your staff member is. And just make sure, you know, check in every once in a while if you feel like I should be getting emails. Yeah, how come I'm not getting the emails? Or if you change your email address or you want us to update it, make sure you let all of us know so that we are getting the pertinent info to you. Also, talking about pertinent info, make sure to check out KBOO's website, as everybody knows, kboo.fm, and look on that right side of the homepage for more volunteer info, along with KBOO's blog. You'll always find some updates there from us as staff. We've been trying to make sure we get info up onto our website for everyone, especially all that info on how to record your show at home. And of course, if you're recording your show from home, Janka's still doing her office hours during the weekdays, Monday, Wednesday, Fridays, and Arthur is doing evening office hours on Tuesdays and Thursdays. I know I've gotten a few emails recently in programming about people wanting to figure out how they do better setups of their home studios as people are getting a little more comfy around how that all works. So definitely attend one of those if you have some questions, because I am definitely not as equipped as Arthur, especially, who is doing classes on Tuesdays and Thursday nights via Zoom. And it's just Q&A sessions. You can ask him whatever questions you have around recording your show from home or talking about how you set up a studio, or if you're looking to purchase equipment because you're wondering what makes for a good microphone, for example, for a home studio. That's what Arthur is there to do. So if you have any questions or want to attend his Q&A sessions, give Arthur, our chief engineer, an email. Send him an email. Let him know so that he can send you a Zoom link. And his email address is engineering@kboo.org. And I know I'm giving out a lot of email addresses, but if you ever are wanting to leave us a voicemail here at KBOO, you totally can. Our phones are still very much ringing and we might not be able to get back to you right away. Leave us a voicemail so you can always give us a call at our office numbers. You always see them at the bottom of our email addresses, or of course you can call the front desk, which is 502-231-8032. So again, that's 503-231-8032, and you'll get to go through a fun phone tree of being able to leave anybody on staff a message. So if you're one of those people who's like, no email, please phone, please give us a call. Well, as always, run out of time. There's always lots of announcements here to give on News from the Boo. So appreciate you tuning in and getting some updates from KBOO. So I'll be with you again next week for News from the Boo here, 5:45 every Wednesday here on KBOO Portland. Thanks for tuning in.
listening to KBOO Portland on 90.7 FM, K282BH Philomath on 104.3 FM, and K220HR Hood River on 91.9 FM.
You're listening to KBOO Portland, and coming up is The Underground. Tonight's show, The